Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everyone. Steve Warren here. I want to remind you that a couple of months ago, we went for a shopping trip just before the holidays. It was called the Luxury Review. It was in Midtown Manhattan in New York, and it was a lot of, you know, high-end things. Well, the folks at Luxury Review decided they were going to do a second show exclusively dealing with electronics. And that show was held March the 4th, also in Midtown Manhattan. And we had a chance to take our China America Radio microphones to the event. So let's see what some of the luxury electronic items are that you may want to be looking at as you plan for birthdays and holiday gifts for the coming year, as we now go to the pavilion for the Luxury Electronics Review.
I'm speaking with Armand, who's with a company called Nine. Tell us a little bit about the company and the product that you have here today.
Of course, Nine is a portable Bluetooth speaker company. What differentiates our product line from rest of the competition in the market, which there is plenty of, is the lifestyle application. Our speakers, each and every one of them, they've been designed and built based on a lifestyle everyday application. For example, our entry-level model by the name Mini is designed for teenagers with a teenage lifestyle in mind. We've done a lot of research. We are one of the only companies that use social media as a means to find out what the customers want and then build the product based on their needs.
How would you apply the speakers? Obviously, you can connect them to anything, to a smartphone, to a PC, to everything.
That's correct. These are Bluetooth speakers, so they have Bluetooth connectivity, and also we have a 3.5 millimeter aux-in in the back, so you can hardwire anything to the speaker or through Bluetooth wirelessly connect to them.
What about the powering of these events, devices? Battery powered, rechargeable? How does that work?
They all have lithium-ion rechargeable battery, and anywhere from 2200 milliamp to about 4400 milliamp.
If people wanted more information about the product, where would they go to find it?
I recommend looking us up online at nine.com. It spells N-Y-N-E.com.
What's the price point for some of the, let's say, the portable units that people would want to carry around with them to enhance their listening experience from their phone or something like that?
We've found ourselves to be in a very, very niche edge within the market. Our price point is anywhere below $50, all the way to the largest model is $150 at 20 watts of power.
So you've got really something for everybody at that price point. I mean, that's pretty amazing, actually.
That's correct. You get a lot of value for your money. All latest features, latest technology, NFC, Bluetooth 4.0 in all the products. And you also have to see the experience and the packaging and the amount of work and design that has gone into this. It's a totally different experience.
Well, I hope when you get back to your office and to your labs that you'll listen to our radio station on your speakers, because I think you'll find it's the Chinese pop music scene is very highly produced, very techno, and really needs something a little bigger than an ear pod to listen on. So I'm looking forward to listening on one of your products as well. Where are these made, by the way, just for the heck of it?
Of course, China. I am there almost half of the year. I would love to listen to your music. I enjoy Chinese music, and I enjoy Chinese culture because I pretty much live there half of the year. So looking forward to listening to your station.
What city are you in China?
We go to Shenzhen.
Shenzhen. Yes. Shenzhen's sort of a distribution point for a lot of products that end up coming this way.
That's correct. We call it factory of the world. Everything is built there. Everything is built in China. Great experience. Great place to be, and we love Shenzhen.
Well, I suppose that if you're going to listen to Chinese music, listening to it on a product made in China is probably the best way to go.
Of course, of course.
Thank you, Armand, very much. A great product. I look forward to listening to it myself.
Thank you so much. Very nice meeting you.
Now, from listening to those great speakers at the Nine Company, we go over here where we're looking at some incredibly beautiful watches.
I'm speaking with Wen Yan. We're here with a company that's got some beautiful watches. Tell us about... What do you got here?
Sure, absolutely. We are the Android Watch company. We've been around since 1991. What do we have? We're introducing today is the Android smartwatch. It pairs with Android and also pairs with Apple.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yes. That you've got one foot on the dock and one in the boat, right?
Absolutely. That's why we're here for. That's how we set ourselves different than other brands in the industry. Because majority of the brands, they only pair with certain operating system, but ours would work with both of them.
Yeah. So tell us, to the layperson, what does it mean that your watch works with both of the systems?
So what it does is, this is the real Android watch. I came from traditional watch design. Therefore, I implemented everything from the watch industry into the latest Android smartwatch. As you can see, it's truly touchscreen, right? And then we also added, we're the one and only, let me show you this. We have digital, and we're the one and only digital tourbillon.
Or analog.
Right. That's the tourbillon. You can call out, right? And then you can also have text message, you know, the call log, other functions like alarm, calculator, calendar, like the traditional, your smartphone, your smartwatch.
How about audio? Does it pick up the same things from like a web address? People can listen to our radio station?
If you pair it with your phone, the speaker will be, it will become a speaker. So for example, if you play music with your smartphone, it will play music through here. Your GPS, it will play through the smartwatch, the Android smartwatch.
Now, because what you're showing me doesn't play too well on radio, if people want to see more about your watch, what is your web address? Where can people go to find out more information?
Sure, absolutely. It's androidwatches.com, and the name of this, the model number of this is A for Apple, D for David, and the model number is 721, so they can learn everything about it.
So it's androidwatches.com. Hey, thank you very much. Hope you have a great show.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Yep, thanks.
So we've listened to some speakers and we've looked at some great watches. Now over here at this booth, it looks like there's something that has to do with monitoring your personal health. Let's go check that out.
Standing in front of a sign that says Zensorium, tell us who you are and what is Zensorium?
Okay, we are a company that wants to help people to be able to monitor themselves so they can understand how they're doing and can improve on that. So for example, over here, we have this device that can basically measure your fitness and wellness. So what it does is you just place your thumb on it, and within 30 seconds, we can tell you your heart rate, your breathing rate, and also the blood oxygen saturation level.
So it's good for runners, good for people at the gym. People can use it anytime, anywhere, or is it just for the general public to check on themselves throughout the day?
I would think we would want to encourage the general population to use this, because the whole point is that you want to be healthier, fitter, before you actually fall sick and you don't have to go to the hospital and all that. But of course, one of our core groups of users would be those who are interested in fitness. So you can measure every morning, see how your stats are like, and then you can see how it changes over time as you exercise or as you know, just go on with life. Yep.
How do you establish the baseline about where your body should be?
Well, we have a score. So after the measurement, we give you a score on a range of 0 to 99. The higher score, the better. And we actually benchmark it against statistics, global statistics. And you can see how you fare globally. So the higher score, the better. And yeah, just try to aim for a higher and better score.
And it's very small. It looks like it fits about the size of two wristwatches there. Really not that big. If people wanted more information about the product, where would they go to get it?
Just go to our website, just search Zensorium or Tink, and you can find us there.
And that is Zensorium.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
So while we're on the medical monitoring front, let's go next here to this booth, which has a word that probably strikes fear into our hearts in some cases. It's the word breathalyzer.
Okay, I'm standing in front of a booth here that says Aura Breathalyzer. Well, one of those words looks familiar, breathalyzer. Something I think people are very conscious of these days. Tell us who you are and what the company is about.
So I'm the designer of the product. I designed this about 3 years ago. And my intention was that, I started out by designing a product that was stylish, fashionable. I studied fashion design. And the problem was that all the current breathalyzers out there, they were too... The stigma was, you have a breathalyzer, you're an alcoholic, there's one in your car. And as Christmas gifts, I would just totally buy my friends, and they're like, I'm kind of scared to bring them out. So I was like, you know, I'm going to start designing something that's pocket-sized. I still want it to be accurate, luxury style.
Who would this, I mean, obviously this is something you could carry with you if you're going out for a night on the town. This would be, you know, the thing to have. You have someone else with you here. I want to bring her into the conversation. You're holding one of the devices, right? Tell us a little bit about the size of it and all that for our radio listeners.
Oh, yeah. So it's a Halo-inspired design. It's really sleek and really easy to carry around with you. It's very easy to use. Just hold it 6 seconds, turns on, blow into it.
Gives you your last test.
Yeah.
So it gives you your last test, and you so you know which direction you're going.
Yeah.
It's about the, it looks like a pocket watch.
Yeah.
Somebody could actually put that on a chain and put it in their watch pocket.
Part of where I got the inspiration. So I wanted it to be pocket size and kind of bring out the old classic look to it. And
so many people now still wear jeans that still have watch pockets.
Correct. And no one uses, especially men, they don't use their pocket size, coin pocket. It fits perfectly in there.
Tell us a little bit about the price point of this. I mean, who would it be good for? Do you have more than one model? I mean, fill us in a little.
This is our first unit. It goes for $250. We use fuel cell sensor technology, which is the same as police units, same as the ones that are in cars. The one that starts your car, you gotta blow. Same exact technology as that. But we just condensed it into a smaller pocket size.
Well, at $250, it's a lot cheaper than a DWI, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. DUI.
If people wanted to find more information, where would they go to take a look at the product and sample it?
You could either go to www.aurabreathalyzer.com or go to blowresponsibly.com.
Oh, good. Blowresponsibly.com or Aura, A-U-R-A, breathalyzer.com. Hey, thanks, both of you. Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
So from breathalyzers, we now go back over here to the audio section. There are a lot of booths here at the Luxury Electronics Review at the Midtown Pavilion. And it's, I guess, probably maybe 30-40% has to do with audio. It's so cool because we are being a Chinese radio station, want people to listen to us the best way they can. And the next gentleman here has maybe a solution to your listening issues.
I'm talking to Mark, and we're here in front of a booth called Audies. Is that correct?
It's Audizy. But
Audizy. Well, I mean, if I had to spell it out, it's A-U-D-E-Z-E. That's the easy way. So what do you have here? I see something I haven't seen in a long time. I see vacuum tubes.
You do. You see some... this is a tube amp here, and we're running our planar magnetic headphones out of them and out of another headphone amp over here. This type of technology has been around for a long time, but in the last few years, due to material science and just good old-fashioned American know-how, we've been able to be very successful bringing these very high-end headphones to market.
Tell us about the product. What was the brainchild that decided people weren't hearing enough as it was?
Yeah. So this would be very much for an audiophile type market, or sound producers or sound engineers. Basically, our implementation here of planar magnetic technology is something that's found in much larger speakers for the most part. And only recently have a lot of headphone manufacturers started to become interested in what we can do with it now in a more portable format.
When your motto here on your signs is hear everything, that presumes that people haven't been.
It's very true. We're entering kind of a new era where people are starting to pay more attention to the bit rates of their audio and realizing that there is a high-resolution audio experience out there. It's just something they've been missing for a long time. So we have this slogan up here because you can literally hear all these subtle nuances and details in the music that you've heard a million times, and it sounds a little bit different because these headphones really bring it to life.
Well, as someone who's been in radio over 50 years, I've had every kind of headphone, I think, in the entire world, including the kind that pinch your ears together,
sure.
That are plastic, that flatten your ears up against the wall. You apply this to the broadcasting world yet?
At some point, yes. And we're going to be kind of a little more seriously approaching the pro market in a little bit. But this right here was kind of our test case to really prove that we could do it. And these products have been on the market now for a few years. Mm-hmm. But yes, at some point, we'll be moving into more of a pro market and offer this type of experience to those who really need it.
How does it work on analog sound when you hear, let's say you want to listen to some great vinyl or something on with a set like this?
Our CEO is such a vinyl junkie, and in fact, back at Odyssey headquarters, we have a real nice turntable set up and just tons and tons of records. So it's, for the connoisseurs out there, this really brings everything to life.
So, Mark, if anybody wanted to hear more information about Odyssey, tell us where they can go to find it.
You would go to www.odyssey.com. That's AudEZE.com.
Great. Thank you very much. I look forward to listening to China America Radio on the set of these.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. We could have spent probably another couple of hours at the show. We did wander around, but I think a good cross-section of what was available were a lot of great electronics on the market coming out, as usual, and some things for your health, and some things to track what's going on in your life. And if you'd like some more information on the luxury brands shows, you can go to this web address. It is randluxury.com. That's R-A-N-D luxury, LUXURY.com. They'll be having some more shows coming up, so visit their website for the schedule and for the calendar. For Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.